The next big corporate merger could mark the end of one of the most storied names in the telecommunications business. AT&T has agreed to be acquired by San Antonio-based SBC Communications. The boards of the two companies met over the weekend to approve a $16 billion cash and dividend deal. It will create the nation's largest telecommunications company. NPR's Jack Spear has been covering this story. And Jack, what is this new company?
Well, good morning, Steve. It is a big company, as you mentioned. SBC and AT&T combined will have a whole lot of customers, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 75 to 80 million. Word these two were in serious talks actually broke last week. This was sort of one of the worst-kept merger deals going, or worst-kept secrets in the merger arena for some time. The two sides met over the weekend. They hammered out this agreement in the early hours of today, and AT&T shareholders will now be getting stock and a special dividend. Word is that the talk stretched well into the night, but this deal valued at about $16 billion. We understand it will close sometime in the first half of 2006, and of course it will be subject to both shareholder and regulatory approval.
Amazing to think of the story of this company. And when we were growing up, it was a gigantic monopoly. Hard to imagine it being acquired by anybody, and now things have changed so much that it has so many rivals that one of them is large enough to buy it up.
Yeah, Steve, it really is. But, you know, AT&T was, in essence, broken up in 1984, and the baby bells were created. And in many ways, this is sort of an end of an era for the company, known to generations as Ma Bell. AT&T has a 120-year history. But the fact is, this company's really been on a downward slide for some time now because of the rise of cable and wireless. AT&T has really seen its share of the long-distance market steadily eroded. The revenues have been falling at the company, expected to decline by another 15% this year. So AT&T has been looking for a buyer for some time now, and SBC is that buyer.
Well, why would SBC want to buy AT&T then?
Well, that's really the multi-billion dollar question here, Steve, isn't it? I mean, on its face, it doesn't appear that it makes a lot of sense for SBC to acquire this company with its dwindling customer base and falling revenues. But one of the biggest reasons that SBC was interested in AT&T is that AT&T still has 3 million business customers, and these are prime customers, and SBC gets access to many of these folks, major Fortune 500 firms and others, in one fell swoop with this deal.
So you have this big company. Who's going to run it?
Well, the person who will be running the company is SBC's chairman and CEO, Ed Whitaker, clearly. He's going to be the guy in charge. He will serve as chairman and CEO of the merged company. He'll have a seat on the board. AT&T's CEO, David Dornan, or Dorman, rather, will have the title of president of the merged company. He'll also have a board seat. One of the yet unanswered questions is how Wall Street is going to feel about this deal. AT&T, as we mentioned, is a long-distance company. At a time, the price of long-distance phone calls have been falling dramatically.
Jack, we began this report by saying that this merger could mark the end of the name AT&T. Could it really?
Well, you know, it's not clear, Steve. I mean, company officials this morning are saying no. They say the AT&T brand has value and will be part of the new company going forward. But a lot of the analysts who I've spoken with think that this could well be the end for AT&T. It's kind of ironic with this deal to buy AT&T. SBC, a baby Bell, is now in effect buying its former parent.
Jack, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jack Spear.